boy, is it you. Cook it together, man. Cut you up a piece of onion in there and let it cook down. And get you some good cooked cornbread. You take your fingers.
Boom. You got something real.
Huh? Yeah, I'm telling you, be careful. You're about to probably bite your fingers. Now that's what you call a real country style soul food.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you ever heard the word haslet or harslet, something like that? The inside parts of a hog.
Right.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. A haslet and liver, you cook that together. Make a hash out of it.
And that haslet is just the, what is it exactly? The inside?
Yeah, it's inside. It looks sort of like liver, but not exactly. It's red looking in there, but it's sponge, look like sponge-like.
Yes,
mm. But you cut it and wash it good and cut it up and cut your piece of liver up in there. Put it on and let it take its time and cook.
Mm-hmm.
Got you some hash.
Did you ever hear of people around here making anything with the hog's blood?
No.
Got a blood pudding or something like that?
No, I never heard. Mm-hmm. I'm about making a blood pudding.
I don't think I'd want it.
I don't think I would either. I don't think so. Not if you say it. What is that blood pudding?
You ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrapple?
Yes, ma'am. Something to make with out of hog meat and cornmeal. Cook it fried.
Well, no, I never cook none of that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, did women ever keep some of this thick sour milk around the kitchen? You know?
Yes, no. Because they mostly had their own milk, you know. And we let that milk turn and clabber down, and then we churn it.
Mm-hmm.
And then use your time, you know, when it's real hot, if you didn't have ice to put on it, it would sour.
But you call it clabber.
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of cheese or something you could make out of that clabber?
I really don't know. I tell you the truth, but some of this, what they call cottage cheese, now I really believe that's what it's made out of. It looks just like it.
Made from that clabber
meal.
Okay.
I really believe it is.
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you fry a chicken, there's usually a piece that the children like to get,
right,
so they can pull it apart.
Right.
Get a long piece and a short piece.
Right.
What do you call that part?
Oh, boy. I don't exactly know right now, but I know that breast will do like that, because that's the thickest part.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the chicken, and you usually can pull it apart. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is that like a pulley bone? Or?
Yeah, the wishbone, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's supposed to be the... what's supposed to happen, the story behind that, if who gets what piece, what's supposed to happen?
You get that wishbone. You get, it's made in a fork, like. And then you kiss one side and I kiss one side. You make a wish and I make a wish. And you call it the wishbone.
Y'all do that a lot?
Sure do.
Are there some foods that you just don't like to eat at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, I just tell you the truth. It used to didn't be none. Now, I never liked chitlin. Oh, man, I used to work with them so much, I guess. But